Hey, Jason Hamilton up here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, giving you a bit of an update on the ice fishing conditions here in the area. Heading home myself this weekend for some lake trout action in northwestern Ontario. Lakes don't have a whole pile of ice, anywhere from 4 to 8 to 10 inches, and also a lot of slush. And so use your own judgment on those lakes, but I definitely do hear reports of 4 to 6 inches of slush in a lot of cases, and especially on a lake like Lake of the Woods. Even though there are some ice roads in, those current areas are particularly dodgy at this time of year. But look for lake trout on flats this time of year. Keep an eye out for them adjacent to structure on somewhere a flat somewhere in the 20 to 50 foot range. And they seem to really like cruising those flats at early ice. And call them in with real loud aggressive baits. If they won't commit, try a tube jig, a weightless tube jig even in some cases. That slow fall is like a slow death for walleye. The Lake Winnipeg and the Red River ice is getting a little thicker. We're up around the 18 to 20 inch range. Access is pretty good at Chalet Beach Road heading out to the mouth. Just use care around the ice ridges. Give a try to some flutter spoons on Lake Winnipeg. The traditional loud rattle baits are still calling the fish in, and a lot of lookers this year. A lot of fish are coming in, looking and turning away, even on live minnows, but the slow fall of a flutter spoon like that Lindy Viking or other flutter spoons is really, really triggering those fish that are otherwise just turning away. So good luck, stay safe, have a good weekend, and check back next week for another update on what's happening on the ice here in Manitoba and northwestern Ontario.